reading today from chapter 28, verse number 4th canto, chapter 28, verse number 1. The title of the chapter is Puranjan Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narada Uvacha. Sainika. Bhaya Namno. E. Bahishman. Dishtakarina. Prajwar Kala. Kanyabhyam. Vicherur. Havanim. Imam. Narada Vacha. Sainika Bhaya Namnoe. Barhishman Dishtakarina. Prajwar Kala Kanyabhyam. Vicheru Ravanim Imam. Sainika Bhaya Namnoe. Barhishman Dishtakarina. Prajwar Kala Kanyabhyam. Vicheru Ravanim Imam. Narada Uvacha. Sainika Bhaya Namnoe. Barhishman Dishtakarina. Prajwar Kala Kanyabhyam. Vicheru Ravanim Imam. Narada Vacha. Sainika Bhaya Namnoe. Bhishman Dishtakarina. Prajwar Kala Kanyabhyam. Vicheru Ravanim Imam. Narada Vacha. Sainika Bhaya Namnoe. Barishman Dishtakarina. Prajwar Kala Kanyabhyam. Vicheru Ravanim Imam. Narada Vacha. Sainika Bhaya Namnoe. Mandishtakarina. Vaisana Kanyabhyam. Vicheru Ravanim Imam. Mataji, please. Narada Vacha. Sainika Bhaya Namnoe. Parishman Dishtakarina. Gurukul is chanting. Very nice. Sainikaha. Narada Uvacha. The great sage Narada continued to speak. I'm sorry. You can try.
Sainika.
Sainika.
Isodat.
Isodat.
Vaya Namna.
Vaya Namna.
Vaya, la paura personificata.
Vaya, la paura personificata.
Ye.
Ye.
Tutti coloro che.
Tutti coloro che.
Varishma.
Varishma.
Vorrei vicino a Varisha.
Vorrei vicino a Varisha.
Dishtakarina,
Dishtakarina,
il messaggero della morte,
il messaggero della morte,
Prajwara, Om Rajba.
Om Rajba.
Kalakanya Abhyam.
Kalakanya
Abhyam. E con Kalakanya. Ricevo. Viaggiare all'anim sulla terra imam questa traduzione. Il grande saggio Narada continuò: caro re Prachinabharisha, voi il re degli Yavana, che era conosciuto come la paura personificata, insieme con Prachvara Kalakanya e i suoi soldati cominciò a viaggiare in tutto il mondo. Spiegazione sui ragazzi da Matinati Sonna, c'è proprio. Il periodo della vita che precede immediatamente la morte è certamente molto pericoloso, perché generalmente, durante la vecchiaia, le persone devono subire gli attacchi della debolezza propria di questa età. E di malattie di vario genere. Le malattie che attaccano il corpo sono paragonate qui a soldati, ma non sono soldati comuni, poiché sono guidati dalla Rana degli Yavana, che agisce come comandante in capo. Le parole di Ishtakarina indicano che egli è il loro comandante. Quando un uomo è giovane non si preoccupa della vecchiaia, ma cerca di avere il maggior numero di rapporti sessuali possibili, fino alla completa soddisfazione, ignorando che alla fine della vita gli eccessivi rapporti sessuali saranno causa di svariate malattie, che provocheranno tanti disturbi al suo corpo, che alla fine egli pregherà di ottenere una morte immediata. Quanto più si gode del sesso durante la giovinezza, tanto più si soffrirà nella vecchiaia.
Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namo Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svipasvapadantikam Vandeham Guruho Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunathan Vidam Tam Sajivam Savadutam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitan Vijakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tvameva Mata Chapita Tvameva Tvameva Bandhushcha Sakha Tvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva Vasudevam Sutam Devam Kamsachanur Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum Shantakaram Bhujagachayanam Padmanabham Sureshim Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham Megh Varnam Shubhangam Lakshmi Kantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Bir Dhyanagamyam Vande Vishnum Bhavapayaharum Sarvalokekanatham Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. There is a very nice verse, one glorifying Lord Ram, and it is grammatically very important. It is not that we want to be pandits, but we must know few of the preliminary grammatical rules so that we can understand these verses very nicely. Unless and until you understand the verses very clearly, it's very difficult to relish the devotional attitude in the verses. It is not that the verses are to be recited mechanically. They should be recited so that our devotional attitude is excited in our heart.
Vanno recitati in modo che nel nostro cuore possa essere stimolata l'attitudine devozionale.
This verse glorifying Lord Ram. The Ram is the name, and every name in Sanskrit has 8 cases.
Questo verso che glorifica il Signore Rama indica in Rama un nome, e ogni nome in sanscrito ha 8 casi.
And each case has 3 numbers. Plural, singular, there is for one, singular number.
C'è il numero singolare che è uno.
Then plural number for many.
Plurale che per molti.
But in Sanskrit we have third number and that is for two.
C'è una terza persona nel Sanskrit.
It's known as dual.
Si riferisce a due.
Singular, dual and plural.
Cioè singolare, il duale e il plurale.
So 8 cases multiplied by 3.
Ci sono per ogni nome 8 casi che vanno moltiplicato, 8 declinazioni che vanno.
We have 24 forms for one noun, name.
Che vanno moltiplicate per 3, quindi ogni nome può essere declinato in 24 modi.
And according to the form which is used in verse, the meaning is different.
A seconda della forma che usate in ogni verso, il significato è differente.
There is no need of getting scared for this grammatical rule. It's very easy, provided you concentrate on it. In this verse, which I am going to recite, we have 8 cases singular forms of Lord Ram. And the lyric is very devotional. In Sanskrit verses, lyric is much more important.
Nei versi sanscriti le parole sono molto importanti.
The lyric is very important. Unless we follow the lyric, the devotional attitude cannot be developed.
Nemmeno che non si possa seguire melodia.
Cannot be developed. It's not very difficult. As you try again and again, the lyric automatically comes. Hear the verse now. Ramo Rajamani Sada Vijayate Ramam Rameshum Bhaje Ramena Bihata Nishacharachamu Ramaya Tasmin Maham Ramanasi Parayana Parataram Ramasyada Sosmiham Rame Chittalaya Sada Bhavatume Bho Ram Maam Uddhara. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara ശ്രീവാസതി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസതി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ആർ യു ഓൾ ഹംഗ്രി വൈ ദ സൗണ്ട് ഈസ് നോട്ട് കമ്മിംഗ് ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ഓൺലി ഗുരുകുൽ ചിൽഡ്രൻ വിൽ സ്പീക്ക് നൗ ആർ ദേ ഗോൺ ആർ ദേ ഹിയർ ദേർ ഇൻ ദി അദർ ഓ ഓൺലി ഓൺലി ഗുരുകുൽ ചിൽഡ്രൻ ചിൽഡ്രൻ സൂസൈഡ് നൗ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം ഹരേ രാം 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ഓൾ ചിൽഡ്രൻ കീ ജയ് വെരി നൈസ് വെരി നൈസ് സോ നൗ വിത്ത് ദിസ് വി ട്രൈ ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദി വേർഡ്സ് വി ഓൾറെഡി റെഡ് ദ പർപോർട്ട് ആൻഡ് ദ ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ ആൻഡ് വി ട്രൈ ടു ഫോളോ ദി ആർഗ്യുമെന്റ് വിച്ച് ഇസ് ഇൻ ദി പർപോർട്ട് The dishta karina is the important word in this verse.
Questo verso, la parola centrale è dishta karina.
The order carriers of death. Yamraj. Now, we all have to remember that we have to go one day, sooner or later. We cannot really escape death. However hard we try, all our material arrangements in order to escape death in the end prove completely useless. You know the famous example now in India, our former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, he wanted to win the election and be a Prime Minister again. And he went on an election tour to some South India, you know. And he had all the arrangement for the protection of his life. Even then the time of the body is over. The time of the body was over. And so he had to go. And somebody just came in front of him with a bomb, some girl or somebody, and just blew him off. The point is, we cannot escape death. Frankly, all our activities we are doing is to keep that last appointment. You know, there is one very nice story about Merchant of Baghdad. Baghdad, you know, Saddam Hussein's Baghdad.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a rich merchant in Baghdad. And he wanted to entertain his friends one evening. He had so many servants. So he called one of the servants and told him to go to the market and buy a few things for him so that he can entertain his friend. Servant took some Lakshmi from him and went to the market. And he was just starting to buy something for his master. But before he could buy anything, somebody pushed him at the back, you know. So he just turned around and looked, who is it? And to his surprise, he saw the death personified. Oh, he was very scared, you know. He didn't want to die. Nobody wants to die. We also don't want to die. If there is something wrong here, I will be the first to run away from here. Even an ant, you know, ant on the floor, she is completely at our mercy. But if you touch the ant, she will try to run here and there and avoid the death. You know. And that's why we do so many arrangements to avoid our own death. We construct nice houses, we marry, we have a family, so that we think that the family will be able to save us. Yeah. Then we earn money, lira, you know. try to save millions of lira. So if there is something wrong, we can get the lira and get saved. Can't help. Liras can't help. So the servant was very scared, you know, to die. So he ran back to his master. When the master saw servant running to him, he thought, then why is he coming back without buying anything? Anyway, before he could ask anything to the servant told him that he is very scared. He went to the market and he wanted to buy some things for him, but he saw their death personified. So he didn't want to die. That's why he ran to the master. Jai, jai. Language is very easy, Italian language. I can understand. So if we stay a few days in Italian, I will start your quattro quattro. We were coming on a highway and we had to pay that, you know that, oh God, and you, como, como Milano, como Milano. What does it mean? Welcome to Milan?
Como.
Huh. Como
is
the name of the city. Como is the name? Yeah. Oh, we thought that como Milano means he is welcoming us. And then we went to, as soon as we entered Milano, we had to pay. And that way you won't believe. Because our friend forgot to take the ticket from the other end. And it was a fine we had to pay. And it was 70,500 lira. God, I thought, they're killing us. And both of us together did not have that Lakshmi on us. 70,000. And then we told him, we are just monks. I told him, I'm a monk. Just going to have some God discussion. He wouldn't understand anything. Because he didn't know English at all. You give, otherwise you stop here. Then we told that we want to go back, because we don't have anything. So from where to pay? Then we tried to go back. He said, you can't go back. Then I told you, let us go further. You can't go further. Then what? I told him what to do. So this boy, some of the other Krishna gave him intellect, you know. And I'm sorry, will you translate? Just the second bit I'll tell you.
Diceva, se sto in Italia qualche giorno posso imparare l'italiano. Ad esempio, no? Quando venivamo sotto strada a Milano, siamo arrivati a Castello, e l'uomo ci ha detto, come Milano? E noi ci siamo detto, welcome a Milano. Perché è venuto a Milano, invece lui voleva che pagasse il biglietto per come Milano, perché lui, questo ragazzo che guida, si era dimenticato di prendere il biglietto. E allora gli volevano far pagare tutta la strada con il monte d'Argi, gli chiedevano 75 di lire.
So then he told him to get the police. Yeah, that we can explain to the police what is the matter. And then he said, no, no, if you are on police, you go. He didn't then stop us. Without Lakshmi, he had allowed us to go. So this is the world, you know. Anyway, so our friend was very scared to die. So he wanted to save his life. The master could not understand these things, you know. But anyway, he said, you go to our stables, we have so many fast horses there. And take one fast horse, ride on it, and go to the neighboring town, Samara. And within 2 hours you will reach Samara. So the servant was very pleased. He took the horse, rode on the horse, and within 2 hours he will be in Samara now. And then when servant left, master thought that he should go to the market and see who this death personified is. So he went to the market. And saw in the corner the death personified was standing. So he called him, come on, he said. The death came near him. He said, what are you doing here? So it's my job to wander and pick somebody up, you know. So one day I'll pick you up also. He says, but why did you push my servant? He said. I didn't push him, he said, but I was surprised to see him here in Baghdad because I have an appointment with him in Samara in the afternoon. Do you mean? The point is, however hard we try, we cannot escape. We cannot escape death. If you remember your death daily, then your life will be straightforward. Death is a horrible experience. Nobody comes back to tell us the experience. But we see so many people dying. This horrible pain, you know. They become really virtually unconscious before they die. Because of the pains, It's very nicely said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yam dutau tada praptau bhimau sarvasekshanau trastra sadrushtva trastra dayam chakran mutram vimunjati. Very nice, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. This is Puran, Mahapuran, Mahapuran Srimad Bhagavatam. It is known as the king of the Puranas, the king of the scriptures, and spotless, completely spotless. There is very nice verse glorifying Puran, Mahapuran, Srimad Bhagavatam. Because we don't know the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't study Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't come to Bhagavad Gita. We are in the temple. We pass so many lives, so many years in the temple, and we remain completely blank because we don't know what is it. Very nice in 12th canto, one verse describes the importance of this Puran. If you can understand that verse, you will never leave this Puran for a single second. This is such a spotless thing. You know, he says, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahansyam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Pari Giyate Tatra Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Saitam Naishkarmyam Avishkrutam Tatshrunavan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimat Chenanara. Very nice. We are in a hurry to complete the class. Otherwise, I could have given you nice, really, the meaning of this. But you just try to understand this. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. Amalam means spotless. Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. Because it is spotless, it doesn't have any material contamination. We people have to face material life as well as the spiritual life. Spiritual life is spotless, and materially inebrieties are completely contaminated. And that's why this Puran is very dear to all Vaishnavas, and we claim to be Vishnu Bhaktas. And that's why this Puran must be very dear to us. And he says, in this Puran, Yasmin Paramahansyam, Hans, the quality of the Hans, swan, I'm sorry, you have to translate. I don't know, give them something.
Questo Srimad Bhagavatam è così meraviglioso, il punto che noi passiamo anni e anni nella vita, viviamo nel tempo, eppure non ne capiamo niente. Se soltanto potessimo capire cos'è il Bhagavatam, cos'è la Bhagavad Gita, non staremmo neanche un solo attimo distante dal Bhagavatam. È un verso bellissimo. nel dodicesimo canto, dice lo Srimad Bhagavatam è Purana Mahavalam, il più pulito, senza macchie, incontaminato. E così è incontaminato, così come la vita spirituale è incontaminata. Noi abbiamo una realtà spirituale che è incontaminata, una vita materiale di fronte che è contaminata, queste due realtà si confrontano quotidianamente. Per questo dobbiamo riferirci quotidianamente a Bhagavatam.
I'm sorry. Krishna Chaitanya, so excuse me. But anyway, the second line describes that Yasmin Paramhansyam, Paramhans, Hans means swan, and swan has a good quality that you give in front of swan mixed water and milk. It can only sip milk and leave the water. And that's why we have to be transcendental swans.
Secondo verso, lì nella seconda riga di questo verso si dice che è come un paramahansa, il paramahansa è il cigno supremo, il cigno ha una qualità particolare, se voi date dell'acqua mista a latte al cigno, lui berrà il latte filtrando l'acqua e lasciandola indietro, quindi lei sono, dobbiamo essere come il cigno.
In front of us there is material life and the spiritual life.
Davanti a noi c'è sia la vita materiale che la vita spirituale.
Both things are mixed together. We cannot lock ourselves in Vrindavan.
Non è che possiamo chiuderci dentro.
We have to face material world.
Dobbiamo confrontarci col mondo materiale.
We have to work, we have to do our prescribed duties, we have to earn Lakshmi and carry on our material life.
Dobbiamo lavorare, dobbiamo seguire i nostri doveri prescritti.
Both things are mixed together, offered to us.
Dobbiamo guadagnare del denaro, dobbiamo portare avanti la nostra vita.
But we should be like transcendental swans.
Questo è misurato dalla
vita. Sip only good things.
Entrare e mettere soltanto le cose buone.
And leave the scratch. And that is the way to organize our own life. Millions of people in India, they are following Krishna consciousness. Nobody is crowded in the temple. Everybody is organized his or her own life. They are doing their own prescribed duties. And at the same time, their whole attention is to the Lord. And because of that attention, they can endure, they can tolerate all the material difficulties. You people are lucky to be in Western countries. You have so many things available. In India nothing is available. Nothing to eat. No roof to stay. And even then the children and everybody, they are very satisfied. They don't complain. Because their attention is finally to the Lord. This is the way we should organize our life. And that is the way of transcendental swans. And in the second line, it describes that these transcendental swans only sip out a very nice thing from the whole dirt. Yasmin param hansyam ekam amalam, and that is one ekam, one spotless gyan, one knowledge. And that knowledge is sung in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he says, then how to develop these things? The way also is shown in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatra jnana viraga bhakti saitam. Tatra means therein. Jnana means knowledge. Tatra means therein, in that.
Dentro questo, jnana significa conoscenza.
And jnana is very easy. Jnana is that you are not going to be permanent on this planet. The body is going to be destroyed. And we are spirit souls. And we have to accept another material body according to our activities in this life. If you want to have a good body, you have to purify your activities. If you want to have a spiritual body, you have to spiritualize your activities. And this is jnana. Once you have this jnana, it develops automatically vairagya. Detachment. Once you know that this place doesn't belong to you, you don't get attached to it. We have come here to this temple. Yesterday, President was very kind to give us a very nice room. But we are not attached to that room. Because we know sooner or later we have to leave. And it's a silly thing to get attached to the table or chairs or shower or this or that. It's beautiful. But we can at the most use it. Krishna's service. We got up early in the morning, used everything and came to Mangala Arati. No attachment. I will not take out the shower or pipe here and pipe there. And I don't get it. And if I do it, I'll be kicked out of this place. Everything belongs to Krishna. We have to develop this vairagya, detachment. And then when there is knowledge, detachment, then bhakti develops. Because you are not attached to the material things, you are attached to the Lord. If you are attached to television, you cannot worship Krishna. You cannot chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Can't do. Can't. How to explain? Is it very difficult to understand? This is the way Srimad Bhagavatam shows. And then our activities. Karma, karma. Now the activities should be purified in such a way that it won't produce any bad reactions. And that art is very nicely described in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And then in the last line Vyas Bhagavan says, that is why. Srinivan, you should always hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Supatan, not only hearing is not enough. Supatan, study. Study Srimad Bhagavatam. And hearing and study is not enough. Vicharana paro, think over it again and again. It is not that in the morning we discuss it for half an hour and we forget it for the whole day. No. 24 hours a day, we should ponder over these points. And then your life will be successful. Bhakti will develop, devotional service will develop. And you will get liberated from this material entanglement. This is our Srimad Bhagavatam. And as we come back to that verse about Yamduta. Two Yamdutas come at the end of our life. Yeah, Bhimau means Bhimau, terrible Yamdutas. Terrible look. And Sadrushma, by seeing them, Trastaradayam, with our terrified heart, the living entity at the death passes urine and stool. The more your life is sinful, the more the death will be horrible. And in the end, we don't know really what body you get. These are the few of the things very important in our life. In the end, I would like you to tell one thing. Keeping this death in mind, we should consider our life as a big circle. You know, if you draw a big circle, then divide it into half. Half side of our life is very definite. And that is spiritual activities. We have to perform the morning programs. Whether you come to the temple or in your house or wherever you are staying. You have to follow this program. In houses, you may not get up at 3:30. Without association, you can't. But you have to find out your own early time, maybe 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And have a nice puja, reading, chanting. These things are must. And in any ashram, you have to follow this. Whether you are brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha or sannyas. On any part of the world, this is must. And that is our half circle. Our life's half circle is definite. And once you have strong spiritual background, the strong spiritual foundation, then you have to organize your life. And then rest of the half circle is divided into two quarters. One quarter is, you may be in the temple. Until you are in the temple or near about the temple, you should seriously participate in the temple activities and do whatever you can for your spiritual progress. And one quarter, last quarter of your circle, is that you may not stay in the temple. And you may be grihastha. You have to do your prescribed duties. You have to face the material world. You have to do it. You have to maintain your family. Look after the children. Don't neglect your children. Once you have children, there is no separation. Please, please forget about divorce. Forget about divorce. Unless you forget about divorce, your life will not be satisfied. Because in these countries these divorces are very easy. Our mind is going astray. Every week we are changing the partner. This is Srila Prabhupada calls cat or dog life. Please, don't do it. Once you have children, you have to tolerate each other. There are always some inebrieties in our life. Husband and wife will not agree always. But we have to tolerate for children. Don't neglect your children. Give them at least real mother and father. This is my father. They want both. They will not be satisfied with one. Don't kill your children while alive. We love them so much. Please, for them, tolerate your life. And do whatever activities you want to do, but don't break the families. And don't run around like a mad person. These are the few of the instructions, practical. May Lord help you. Hare Krishna. Have you any comments or? Yes.
De che soltanto c'è una descrizione del mondo spirituale, no? Praticamente c'è anche il viaggio dei Kumari, che lì sono in forma, se non posso sapere, se ci posso sapere un po' il mondo spirituale, cioè queste esperienze spirituali ci sono ben giunte, c'è la vita di Danai, non ce la vedo mai, la forma abitante, cioè questo canto ci dà una descrizione del mondo divino, del mondo spirituale, no? Se magari ci può aiutare, cioè cosa fa un giorno? Per non parlare poi che sono, che ci può, come tempo, di mangiare,
ma so, la il collo del third canto, when the Kumaras are going to Vaikuntha lands, entering the seven doors,
yeah.
He is asking if you can please tell us what Lord Narayana does every day in Vaikuntha Loka. That's a question. I can't understand.
Non si può accettare un confronto di niente con niente. Krishna è venuto in Rai e mi è venuto chiesto, ma con la Shideri, con tutti i suoi compagni, allora mi chiede, cioè, quello che attira, cioè, se nella rivolità, la vita di Vaikuntha, gli abitanti di Vaikuntha.
You would like to know how the Vaikuntha inhabitants are living daily life.
Daily life.
What they're doing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. They don't speak, they sing. And it is not that. You know those black persons sing. For the whole night they also sing, but it is a disturbance. They only sing very melodiously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. There is no other activity, no other activity. Their existence depends upon Krishna, Narayan. Krishna gives them the continuous existence. Material contamination is completely absent. And there is no other activity than the devotional service. And that is why we try to train ourselves on this planet to devote our time for devotional service unbroken. Shukdev Swami was asked by Parikshit Maharaj that what is the duty of the living entities who are going to die? And he said that if you want to achieve the spiritual kingdom, Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha planet, then you must follow Savai Pusam Paro Dharmo Bhakti Yadokshaje Ahituki Apratiyata Yayatma Su Prasidati. Bhakti should be followed. Paro, that is our transcendental religion. And how? What bhakti? How we should follow? Ahai tuki, without any motive. Krishna is not the order supply. Lord, give me one very good wife. I'll be grateful to you. No, he gives you. If it is in your destiny, you'll get a good wife. Otherwise, you'll get whatever you deserve. Many times Krishna punishes us through wife. I'm sorry to tell. And wives are also punished through the husband. The other way is also correct. Anyway, that is a whole altogether different topic. But our bhakti must not be motivated that you give me 10 million lira and I'll come tomorrow in the morning for Mangalati. And as soon as I get 10 million, forget about Krishna. No, that is not the way. Whether we want what this or that, he knows our desire and he always fulfills. Yathatathartyan, vidhadar chashvati bhaya samabhaya. From innumerable years, he is fulfilling the desires of every living entity. Have you seen the pigeon hospital somewhere? Prison, I'm sorry.
Deve essere compiuto in modo interrotto e incondizionato, non è che ci imponiamo delle condizioni. Signore, mandami una buona moglie, ti prego, così farò il bravo devoto. Dice, no, se nel tuo destino riceve una buona moglie, l'avrai, se nel tuo destino non riceve una buona moglie, avrai la moglie che ti meriti. A volte il Signore ci punisce attraverso una moglie, con il karma, così come punisce le mogli attraverso i mariti a volte con il loro karma. Ma questo è tutto un altro discorso, ne possiamo parlare un'altra volta.
The point is,
non è che tu puoi dire vengo al Mongolarti che se mi dai 10 milioni ogni così posso venire al Mongolarti tranquillamente e quando non prendi più soldi per venire al Mongolarti non vieni più al Mongolarti. No, non si può fare così. Se mi si vuole deve essere motivi, non senza motivazione.
Cioè, I'm sorry to test you. I forget it. We are not in the habit of translating. But I'm sorry that you cannot relish English language. Otherwise you'd respond, you know. Anyway, the points are clear to you? Yeah. So, the bhakti must be ahetuki, without any motive. And it should be apratiyata, unbroken. How to follow? You each one have to decide. We don't know your circumstances. Everybody himself or herself knows his or her own circumstances. This is our goal to achieve. Because these are the activities going on in Vaikuntha. So before you go to Vaikuntha, you have to train yourself in these activities. Otherwise you will not be allowed there. You will be pushed out. I wanted to go to London. So I had to learn how to put trousers and suits and tie, and I was not able to tie the tie also. So I had to learn these things. So that I thought that I go to London, then I work and I look like them, and then my life will be alright, you know. So if you want to go to Vaikuntha, we have to know how the lifestyle is in
Vaikuntha.
As I told you, they don't talk, they sing. And nothing mundane, but spiritual. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. They don't walk. They dance. And these activities 24 hours are going on. And if you want to go there, you have to train yourself here. How? That you have to decide. Jai. I know him. I know him very well.
Yes.
Some spiritual authorities like spiritual masters or temple presidents who are putting obstacles towards the marriage of a man devotee and a woman devotee. Seeing also that sometimes, as you say, the wife and husband are what Krishna sent for the person karmas, you know,
yeah.
Punished to the wife or punished to the husband. So, thinking about this, when you speak about separations and divorces that are also going on in our movement, what's the understanding?
I'm sorry to tell you that you are missing your parents.
Mi spiace dovervi dire che state perdendo i vostri, stanno mancano i genitori.
In Vedic culture, parents take care of the children.
Nella cultura vedica sono i genitori a prendersi cura dei bambini.
My parents took my care. In turn, I took my care. I took care of my children. And when the responsibility was nearly over, I took vanaprastha. Because we miss the loving persons, we have to depend upon personalities like President or spiritual master.
Per questo che noi abbiamo da dipendere da persone come il maestro spirituale o il presidente del tempio, perché ci mancano queste persone di riferimento, genitori.
And because they are not parents, so many times that loving care is absent.
Siccome queste persone a cui noi ci riferiamo non sono genitori, a volte questa preoccupazione amorevole viene a mancare.
But I would really request the presidents and spiritual masters to be father, you know.
E veramente vorrei chiedere ai maestri spirituali e ai presidenti dei tempi di essere come padri.
It's very unfortunate situation in our movement.
È
that we have to concentrate on Sankirtan or this or that or that, you know. Many times presidents are also right, spiritual masters are also right. Many times, unknowingly, because of certain motives, they do create difficulties also in between boy and a girl.
Altre volte, senza volerlo saperlo, creano delle difficoltà tra ragazzi e ragazzi.
The whole situation is not yet very desirable.
E tutta questa situazione non è veramente molto desiderabile.
But we have to try in this way, that somehow or the other, you have come together, maybe you are married to a wrong girl or a wrong husband, but you should come to the terms with the life. To the terms with your life.
Ma in un modo o nell'altro, se siete sposati, se avete un marito, se avete una moglie, comunque vada, dovete cercare di arrivare al termine della vostra vita.
Unless you try every way and you cannot get adjusted, then only if Krishna wishes, you may have separation or something. But when children are there, you should decide not to separate.
Se voi non avete figli, dovete aver provato tutte le vie possibili prima di arrivare eccezionalmente qualche volta, se questo è il desiderio di Krishna, ad una separazione. Ma se ci sono figli nella vostra relazione, mai dovete separare.
And you may separate sometimes in extreme cases, but then Vedic culture forces you not to marry again.
Se per circostanze straordinarie e eccezionali dovete arrivare a una separazione, la cultura vedica vi costringe a non sposare.
Those who separate, they have to become vanaprastha. Males should become vanaprastha.
Quelli che si separano, che sono uomini, devono diventare vanaprastha.
And females should devote their life to temples. And if there is a older boy or something, they should be with the boy for the rest of the time. Yeah. If the female has a male child, then they should be with the male child.
Se le donne hanno dei figli cresciuti in età che sono grandi, dovrebbero stare con loro.
I'm sorry, women always require protection. And in Vedas it is very clearly said. Pita rakshati kaumare, bharta rakshati yavane, rakshanti stavere putraha. Three ways. Pita rakshati kaumare, pita means father. Protects when she is young. Then as soon as she reaches age, bharta, that is husband, takes care. Then in the old age, putra, stavere means old age. In her old age, she is to be protected by a child, a male son.
La vedica ha detto chiaramente, vita, il padre deve proteggere la ragazza quando è giovane, basta, il marito la deve proteggere quando è cresciuta ed è moglie, e il figlio, putra, deve proteggere quando è anziana.
The unfortunate situation in these countries is that they are left to their own.
Quello che non va bene, che è sfortunato, è improbevole in queste nazioni, in queste culture, tutti i ragazzi sono abbandonati a loro stessi.
And then they have to organize their life. They want some place to stay. They want some job to be done. And wherever they go, they are exploited. That is why I am insisting that if you have children, don't leave them female children at all. This is the greatest sin. This is the greatest sin you will be committing. Our society has no idea about these responsibilities. These are the Vedic ideas. And you are all from Vedic culture. Maybe generations ago, your forefathers might have come from Vedic countries. But even now, Vedic culture is very clearly present in your own land. Frankly speaking, the Vedic people might have come to Calais in France, you know. And when they saw the island lying before them, that island looks like a thumb, Britain, you know. It is just lying like thumb, Long Island. and to thumb we call in Sanskrit Angla, and they gave the name Bangladesh, and from Bangladesh it is now England. The name of Britain comes from Sanskrit, and they came to Britain then, and they saw a very beautiful island. Oh, they thought that island is our house, Arya land, and it is Ireland.
Questa cultura vedica è quella che ha dato la radice all'esperienza di questa cultura occidentale, anche ad esempio io vengo dall'Inghilterra, sono in Inghilterra, ma l'Inghilterra, se voi la guardate fisicamente quando venite dalla Francia, la costa che appare ha la forma di un pollice così orizzontale, e in sanscrito pollice si dice Angla, e Angladesh, la terra a forma di pollice, ecco come tutti noi, England, Angladesh, Inghilterra. Quando sono venuti i britannici dalla Francia più avanti, sono andati a cercare un'altra isola, quella terra, Arya Land, quella dell'Irlanda.
Then we have in front of Calais, you know, we go to Dover, from Calais to Dover by ferry, and near the Dover there is a town named as Ramsgate in England. Unless Ram has come there, how can they be a gate? It's the gate of Ram.
C'è una cittadina che ho visto in Inghilterra che si chiama Ramsgate significa la porta, il cancello di Rama.
And yesterday we were driving on a highway. In front of there were two big trucks, and Ram Limited. It was Ram Limited, name was Ram Limited. Last month we had been to Spain, and there are gypsies in Spain. For spiritual progress, for spiritual happiness, they sing one bhajan at night. They don't know the meaning. But they said that if they sing that, they feel spiritually happy. And the bhajan is Rama 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 Hey Rama Rama Rama. This is simple way.
Sono autostrada, ho visto due grandi camion con Ram Company, una compagnia che si chiamava Ram. In Spagna recentemente abbiamo incontrato un gruppo di zingari che senza sapere cosa cantavano, per vecchia tradizione, per una data dei padri, avevano una canzone da cantare per sollevare lo spirito quando erano tristi e giù, e questa canzone fa Ram 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 e Ram Ram.
This is the way, if you keep your eyes open, you will find so many things in this country also.
Quindi se tenete gli occhi aperti anche in queste nazioni occidentali potete trovare molti segnali di questa cultura.
This is how, somehow or the other, the answer for his query is that we have committed mistakes in our movement. We are very sorry for that. But henceforth, we will see that how to eradicate these few of the inebrieties. And I very painfully know, and I must tell you, that we have highest rate of divorces in our movement. And that's why I particularly keep on shouting that at least for children you stop this nonsense.
E quindi per rispondere alla tua domanda dobbiamo dire che sfortunatamente in questo movimento abbiamo fatto diversi errori in questo senso e dobbiamo sradicarli, ed è per questo che io grido sempre ad alta voce, per favore, in nome dei vostri figli, smettetela con questa insensatezza dei divorzi.
Last two months I'm visiting Radha Desh. And in Radha Desh, there were so many problems in between Grahastas, you know.
Sono stato a Radha Desh in Belgio qualche settimana fa, e là c'erano molti problemi in relazione tra Grahastas.
And everywhere it is the case. So please, try to take help of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I called them, I requested them that there is no other way. The girl was 35 years old, the boy was 37 years old, and they could not get together. I told them that if you can't get together, you please separate before you have children. And once you separate, don't marry again. This is the condition. If that thing is in front of us, that after separation we are not to marry, then we will think 10 times before we separate. But what happens now? That because we look, I separate, I go with another. So again and again and again, Srila Prabhupada writes, then with agreement, they come together. With agreement they separate, and then another agreement. So it's a very bad thing. It's not allowed in Vedic culture, not in our compound. If somebody wants to marry again, he should quit the society, go outside and marry 16,000 women if he can maintain.
Quindi ero a Radha Desh, c'era un uomo di 37 anni con una moglie di 35 anni, e loro non riuscivano a andare d'accordo e volevano separare, non riuscivano ad andare d'accordo. Anche io ho detto, se non riuscite ad andare d'accordo, prima di avere dei figli, separatevi. però la condizione per separarti è che non ti dovrete più risposare. E questo dovrebbe essere, secondo questa è la nostra cultura, la cultura vecchia, così dovremmo dire nel nostro movimento. Nel nostro movimento non si può dire che ci si può separare e poi dopo un po' di tempo ci si può risposare, perché tutti se sanno che separandosi non potranno più risposarsi, ci penseranno 10 volte prima di separarsi. E se qualcuno proprio si deve risposare, allora deve lasciare il nostro movimento, andarsene fuori e se può mantenerle può sposare anche 16.000 anni.
Whenever question of separation comes, you remember Lord Ram.
Ricordate il signore Ramachandra, quando si parla di separazione bisogna ricordare Ramachandra.
His wife Sita was kidnapped by Ravana.
Sua moglie Sita era stata rapita da Ravana.
She was very pure. He accepted her back. Then they came to Ayodhya. And then one day he heard some washerman talking about this.
Alla fine lei fu liberata, fu riportata da Ayodhya, loro tornarono insieme ad Ayodhya, un giorno facendo girando sentì un lavandaio.
That washerman was fighting with his wife.
Questo lavandaio stava litigando con sua moglie.
And he told her that I am not Ram, that I will accept you as unchaste as you are. You know.
E litigando con sua moglie diceva a sua moglie, cosa credi? Io non sono mica il signore Ramachandra che accetto una moglie non casta.
And when Lord Ram heard about it,
Ramachandra sentì questo.
He said he is really criticizing me, you know. So I must be separated from Sita. But then he did not plan to divert Sita and marry again. No. He told his servants to take Sita to some ashram, very nice ashram, wherein she would be taken care of. He saw the arrangement that everything will be taken care of. And then he separated. And then without Sita, he was sleeping on a bare floor. That was austerity.
Non è che ha fatto un piano per risposarsi, ha organizzato con i suoi servitori che Sita potesse essere portata in un buon ashram dove tutto poteva essere, si prendessero cura di lei, senza Sita poi lui dormiva sul pavimento.
My practical advice is, you please carry on. By changing the partners, you are not going to be happy.
Il mio consiglio pratico è, se sono dei problemi nella vita matrimoniale, per favore andate avanti.
Same difficulties you will face again and again. By changing your wife or husband, nobody is happy. You will definitely be happy with the same partner. This happiness and distress, they come and go. Adyantavanta, we have to tolerate. They are coming and going. And if you tolerate, as they have come, they will go away. We don't want distress, and the distress comes. The same way happiness will also come. And if it doesn't come, our happiness doesn't depend upon these material happinesses. We are very happy with the Lord. You know, I can give you a very nice example. Please remember. We are getting late, but this is now last, I think. In India, in many villages, there were no water taps. And that time, our mothers and sisters and everybody had to go with big jars on their head and in their vest to fetch the water from river or well. And they will go in a group. And they will be talking and laughing, you know. And when they came back with the jars full of water on their head and in the vest, even then they used to talk with each other, laugh, you know. But their whole attention was in the jars. Yeah, because if they fell down, their labor will be wasted. So that is how, while doing material activities, our attention should be to the Lord. And that will carry you through. Hare Krishna, there are so many ways, so many nice things to be told. But again, must be Krishna willing, we will be coming here and we will have opportunity to discuss. I'm very happy with Krishna Chaitanya, his real devotee, and God willing, we'll try to find out some ways. But please don't get scared and don't be in a hurry for these separations or giving misery to each other.
Hare Krishna.